But the bottom line is, the happier version of you, the healthier version of you, is not necessarily you in a smaller body. And that can be really difficult to accept when we've idealized being in a smaller body for our entire lives, especially if you're like me and you've grown up overweight and you had food issues for as long as you can remember, and you knew that you were in a bigger body and you didn't really quite fit in, and you knew that you were different than most of the girls around you. We idealize living in a smaller body. We think that that's the answer. But it's not the answer. It's not the answer. And if you've been there and you really take the time to deeply self-reflect, not just look at a picture and think, oh man, I would love to be back there in that body, but to think about, how were you feeling about yourself? How were you feeling emotionally? How were your behaviors? How were your daily habits? Did you feel good in them?
Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder of the Join Jessica XO social platforms, weight loss influencer, recovered binge eater, motivational speaker, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a pep talk that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, then you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's get started.
OMG. It has been way too long since I recorded a podcast. It's been about 3 weeks to a month, even maybe. There's been so much going on in the world, and I initially skipped a week of podcasting because there was so much happening in the media with Black Lives Matter and the tragic and really just sad death of George Floyd. And I felt like at that time, there were more important things that needed to be listened to. And I still feel that way. But at the same time, I do recognize that my community, you here, you love me and you need me and you appreciate my message. And so here I am, finally back to give you some of the goods. I have been busy, like busy. I am still working my full-time job, still working remotely for the law firm. It's been good working from home. And now, like, when, not gonna lie, when we first transitioned to working from home, I was like, oh, I don't think I really like this. I found myself kind of lonely and felt like it was all about creating a new normal, right? Like, we go through that. When things change, we have to create a new routine and we have to adjust and we have to pivot and we have to figure out, you know, what feels good and how is this going to work? And now that it's been, gosh, like 13 or 14 weeks that I've been home, I'm like, okay, this is my new normal. And to be honest, I would never want to go back to the office. Like, I would be completely content with continuing to work from home. It's been so nice, like just so nice. And it's really allowed me to scale my business. My business is like thriving right now. I've been feeling so much more creative. I have so much more intention behind what I'm creating, and it's just been really, really fun. If you're an MBS alumni, I'm sure you've seen that I've created MBS 2.0, and I have that program starting on July 6th, along with another round of just my original MBS program. And MBS 2.0 is really going to go into some deeper healing topics around vulnerability and failure and self-sabotage and comparison and judgment and really self-management. It's so, so incredible. I'm just so excited and so proud of myself for saying I'm going to do something and then following through. And if you're in a place where you're not doing that for yourself right now and you're continuing to feel the shame and the disappointment and the sadness that comes with making those empty promises to yourself and saying, I'm going to do something and not following through, like, I just want to tell you, make yourself proud. Like, it is honestly, for me, the best feeling in the world to commit to doing something and then follow through and get it done. Like, the feelings that that gives me, it's just indescribable. It feels really, really good. So yeah, things have been good for me here at home. I mean, ready for life to go back to a new normal. Things are beginning to open up here in Delaware. Still lots of restrictions on social distancing and wearing masks and things like that. But it feels like life is starting to become, I don't know, a new kind of normal, a different kind of normal. And while it feels a little bit uncomfortable right now, I think for a lot of people, that's just what change looks like. Change is scary and change is hard and change makes you feel vulnerable. And it's not always easy, but it's a part of life. And accepting that and knowing that you can get through the uncomfortable times and you can grow through the difficulties, that's what that shift in your mindset and that shift in your perspective can really change your outlook on everything, not just your health and fitness journey, but life in general and obstacles that come up and the things that the universe puts in your way. And just really knowing that you have the ability to work through things and give yourself some credit for the intelligence and the strength that you have inside of yourself to figure it out and create a new normal and begin to feel comfortable in new and different situations. So yeah, that's life. That's where I am with things. I'm excited to be back here recording another podcast for you, and I'm hoping that this will become a weekly thing again on Thursdays because I love this platform. It's just so much fun for me to connect with you guys in a way where I feel like you can really resonate. You can hear more of a story from me. You can really feel pain and emotion in my voice when I talk about things that I've been through. And the thing that I love the most is just the opportunity to let you know that you're not alone. The people who reach out to me and say like, oh my gosh, yes, I felt everything that you're talking about and everything that you've been through on such a deep level. Like, that for me is everything. Knowing that I can be a voice that you can resonate with and you can know that you're not alone in this struggle, because so much of what I've been through in my life when it comes to just body image issues, family issues, childhood trauma, disordered eating, shitty relationships, shitty choices on my, you know, shitty choices that I've made on my own. I'm not proud of all the choices that I've made in my life. Knowing that you're not alone in that and you're not a crazy person because you're going through what you're going through, I think that that can be really, really powerful. So I'm back. And I'm sorry if you've missed me. I have missed you too. And we're going to talk about something good today. We're going to talk about past self-comparison and really just the idea that I think so often we tend to think that when we live in a smaller body, that means that we're healthier and that automatically means that we're happier. And for myself personally, and likely for you too, if you're here and you resonate with my story, you're probably somebody who has lost a lot of weight in the past or lost some weight in the past and believed that being in that smaller body was going to be just magical, right? Like, it was just going to feel so good. And when I get there, life is going to feel amazing and everything is going to be perfect. I know that I believed that for so, so many years. I thought, I'm going to drop 100 pounds. I'm going to look so hot. Men are going to want me. Like, this sounds so vain, but I'm just being open and honest about what was driving me to create the physical change in my life. Like, it was coming from such a superficial and just not deep enough for it to be something that kept me going, right? Like, everything that I wanted to change was so superficial. And that's one of the things that's so important, and I encourage you on this journey always to shift your perspective away from, I want to be smaller, I want to be skinny, I want to be fill in the blank, to I just want to show up intentionally and take care of myself to the best of my ability every single day. And when you can shift that perspective, it just can be, everything can change. Like, I mean it when I say everything can change, because when the only thing that's keeping you going is living in a smaller body, what happens when you get there? What is encouraging you and inspiring you to continue to show up when you've achieved what you think was the answer? And today I'm just going to be sharing a little bit about my most recent story in losing and gaining weight. And past self-comparison, because it's easy. I think I posted yesterday on my Instagram feed. I'll put a link in the show notes to the post, but I posted a photo of me probably about 30, maybe 35 pounds ago, and a photo of me from like 2 weeks ago. And I have gained weight in between that time, but I've also accomplished so many other absolutely just incredible things. And that includes changing my mindset. That includes healing my relationship with food. So I'm no longer binge eating. I'm no longer emotionally eating. I'm no longer looking for food as a way to cope with or deal with or suppress or avoid what's going on in my life. That includes starting a business that is on track to do multiple six figures this year. That includes marrying the love of my life. So many incredible things have happened between these few years, but it's so easy in the moment, if you're still struggling with the mindset, to look back on photos of yourself where you were in a smaller body and think, oh my God, what I would give to just be back there. Like, if I could just be back there, I would be so happy with myself. I would just, life would be great and I would be so happy. Why was I complaining about my body back then? And that is so much of the problem, right? I encourage you to think back about when you were living in that smaller body, what did it actually feel like for you? Were you actually happy? Was the body that you were living in actually enough? Were you satisfied? I know that I wasn't. I know that, so I'll tell you a little bit about the story, but I know that even when I was at 150 pounds for my 5'8 frame, I was small. I was tiny. I was fitting into a size 2. I was little. And I know that even then, it wasn't enough for me. I looked in the mirror and I thought, wow, Jessica, you could lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds more. You still have loose skin. Your arms are still flabby and big. You still have cellulite on your butt. You still have all of these things that I would just look in the mirror and nitpick and tear myself apart. It was never enough. I was never looking in the mirror and just saying, wow, Jessica, you've accomplished so much. I'm so proud of you. It was always, there's more work to do. Jessica, there's more work to do. And it was such a negative mindset that I was living in. I was struggling so much with my relationship with food. So a little bit of the backstory as to what was happening during that time is this was back in late 2016, early 2017. I got married in March of 2017, and I was struggling. So in August of 2016 is when I posted that video of me sitting outside of my house crying. And if you haven't seen that video, it's all over my social, so you can go and find that. But I locked myself out of my house because I was binge eating. And I actually go in depth about this, I think, in episode 3 of this podcast. So if you want to hear kind of where I was at that time, if you're new to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast, you can go back to episode 3, I think it is. So in August of 2016, I had locked myself out of my house because I was struggling with my binge eating so bad. And that continued on. That had been most of that summer, probably June, July, August, September were just really, really bad months. Like binging, I would say 4 to 5 times a week, just eating a lot and over-exercising to compensate, and then feeling like, wow, I've done so bad, and then trying to the next day restrict really heavily or starve myself or just say, you know, we're going to fast today or whatever it was to try and compensate for the binges that I was having. And it always ended up spiraling out of control where I would find myself back binging again. So in August of 2016, I posted that video. I was in a really low place with my relationship with food, and this was before I began my healing, and I thought that the answer was going to be to get back on another diet. So that was what I did. I would say it was probably around October or maybe early November that I decided I wanted to feel my best on my wedding day. I wanted to be as small as possible. I wanted to look my best. I wanted to be confident. I wanted to feel good. All of these things that, again, I was still assuming that weight loss was going to bring me. So I decided to start another diet. And I started that diet around November. And what I was doing was a lifting regimen where I was working out, I would say, 5 to 6 days a week in the beginning, and I was tracking my macros. And it started with really good intentions, and I was tracking my macros accurately. I was working out, like I said, 5 or 6 days a week, just doing my lifting program. And I started to lose weight. And I was weighing myself every day, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, again, just really compulsive, because for many years I had lived in this all or nothing mentality where it was like, I'm either all in and I'm obsessed with losing weight, or I'm all out and I'm just sabotaging myself left and right, doing anything and everything that I can to just kind of sabotage myself. And always with the idea that, you know, tomorrow or next week or next month, I'm going to get back on track and I'm going to start another diet and I'll just make up for it then. I was always living in either the black or white. There was never an in-between space for me. So as I started losing weight, I felt really, really inspired and I was really motivated and I was like, yes, this is working. Great. Good job, Jessica. You're going to reach this goal for your wedding day. And I started around 185 pounds and my goal was to get to 155. And as I started dropping weight, I found myself going back down this really slippery slope where I would track my macros and the next day if I had a loss, I would be like, ooh, okay, what would happen if we maybe just added on 10 extra minutes of working out and we shaved off like an extra 100 calories? What would happen? And that was what I found myself doing. And to make a long story short, the few days leading up to my wedding day, I ate like a protein bar a day and that was pretty much it. I was drinking a lot of water to try and suppress my hunger and I was eating like a protein bar a day. And I ended up getting down to 151 pounds prior to my wedding. I went in that entire period of time not drinking alcohol, no date nights with my husband. I was living off of egg whites and rice cakes by the end of it. Every single night, I cooked myself a separate dinner from my husband. And it was crazy because the people around me, like people at my job, they were concerned about me because they knew me in real life and they saw me and they were concerned. They said, Jessica, are you healthy? Like, are you okay? And from the mindset that I was living in at that point in time, I recognize now how unhealthy it was. But my thoughts were literally like, don't be a hater. Like, don't be jealous of me because I'm losing weight, because my thinking and my thought process was just so fucked up. Like, it was just so fucked up. I was all consumed by becoming smaller and eating as little as possible and working out as much as possible. And what was even crazier for me at the time is that I was sharing this weight loss journey on Instagram, but I knew that what I was doing wasn't healthy. I knew that it wasn't the healthiest approach, but I was still being cheered on and applauded by my audience who was looking to me for inspiration and motivation. And it was just such a tough time for me because I felt like I was a fraud. I felt broken inside while I'm achieving this physical goal that I set for myself. And it should have been one of the happiest times of my life leading up to my wedding. It was one of the times that I felt the most broken. I felt just broken inside. And I continued to, I'm going to try not to cry here, but I continued to just hope that the smaller body was going to be the answer to everything and that achieving this goal would just make me finally feel good about myself and finally accept myself for where I was and finally be able to look in the mirror and just really be like, wow, Jessica, I'm so proud of you. But it was never that. While, yeah, I had moments of I'm proud of myself, it was never a lasting feeling. It was always like, okay, I'm proud of you, but now what's next? What can we continue to do here to change your body more physically? And I just think that that can be so incredibly damaging. And if you've been in a place like that where you've lost a lot of weight and maybe you find yourself, you know, up 30 pounds like I am, but you haven't done the mindset work to heal yourself from the inside out, and you're still looking back at photos of yourself and thinking, wow, what I would give to be back there. I just want to encourage you to think about how were you actually feeling, because this is a really great analogy that I like to use when I talk about this with my clients is if you think about a romantic relationship that you've been in your life, I think that this is the easiest way to really bring it to perspective. If you think about a romantic relationship that you've been in the past that you've left, and do you ever miss that person? Of course, that's normal. If you were in a deep, loving relationship with someone, it's normal for thoughts of, I miss that person, to come up, or thoughts of the relationship, especially if you're still single and you haven't moved on to a new relationship. But what do you think about when that relationship comes up? You're thinking about all of the good things, right? All of the fun times that you had together, all of the laughs, all of the love, all of the jokes, all of these positive things. We tend to idealize the relationship like it was something so, so incredible. But the reality is, you're no longer in that relationship, probably for a very valid reason, but you're not thinking about in those moments all of the toxic things that happened, all of the negative things that happened, all of the hurt, maybe the distrust, maybe the disloyalty, all of the things that caused you to leave that relationship in the first place. They're not the things that you're thinking about. And I think that when we look back to past versions of ourselves and compare where we are now to there, we tend to do the same thing. We idealize that person that we used to be. But generally, all we're seeing is the smaller body. We're not thinking about all of the negative feelings that we were having at that time, all of the negative self-talk, all of the it's not enough, all of the moments that you're hungry, all of the date nights skipped, all of the social happy hours that you said no to, all of the packing your meals and taking them to barbecues, all of the overtraining and whatever it is that you were doing to live in that smaller body. It's clear that it wasn't sustainable, or you wouldn't be back where you are right now, right? And I just really want you to think about, how were you feeling then? And if you weren't truly happy emotionally, then why do you think that getting back there is the answer? Clearly, what you were doing to live in that body, like I said, was not sustainable. And when we are creating change for ourselves, we must think about sustainability. We have to think about, can I live this way for the rest of my life? And if what you're doing doesn't feel good, of course you're not going to want to do it forever. Why would you? It doesn't feel good. And that's why my goal with my clients, yes, I want to help them lose weight, but my goal with my clients and the impact that I want to have on all of my platforms and the message that I share is to help you align yourself with what feels good for you. Look inward, dig deep, find what feels good, and be willing to show up and do that on a consistent basis. And if you can do that, the weight loss is going to happen for you. And it's going to be sustainable and maintainable. But the bottom line is, the happier version of you, the healthier version of you, is not necessarily you in a smaller body. And that can be really difficult to accept when we've idealized being in a smaller body for our entire lives, especially if you're like me and you've grown up overweight and you had food issues for as long as you can remember, and you knew that you were in a bigger body and you didn't really quite fit in, and you knew that you were different than most of the girls around you. We idealize living in a smaller body. We think that that's the answer, but it's not the answer. And if you've been there and you really take the time to deeply self-reflect, not just look at a picture and think, oh man, I would love to be back there in that body, but to think about, how were you feeling about yourself? How were you feeling emotionally? How were your behaviors? How were your daily habits? Did you feel good in them? Did you get to go to bed at night and feel like, wow, today was just a really amazing day, I can't wait to wake up and do this all again tomorrow? Or were you going to bed thinking like, oh shit, like, God, I really don't want to wake up and work out tomorrow. I have to do this all over again. Your journey can be fun. And your journey can feel good. And your journey is your life. Your journey is your life. And I think far too often we tend to put time frames on things like, I'm going to do this for this short period of time and then life will go back to normal. Or I'm going to make this short-term sacrifice and then life will go back to normal. And that is not sustainable for women like us. For women like us, it requires finding what feels good and showing up and doing it on a consistent basis. So I encourage you to not look back and compare yourself to past versions of yourself and truly accept the fact that the you now deserves to be happy and the you now deserves to be taken care of, and the future you can be far more incredible than any past version of you ever was, because you can create the change on a level that will allow you to feel good along the way. And then when you get to the place that you want to be physically, you will recognize how good it feels to just take care of yourself, and you will have the deep desire to continue to show up and do the things that have made you feel good and that have assisted in you creating the physical transformation that you want. But the past version of you, it's gone, and it's time to let it go. And one of the exercises that I have my clients do is I have them write a letter to their past selves. And this can be the you 6 months ago. This can be the you 10 years ago. This can be the you 2 days ago. But it's important for you to focus on the progress that you've made since then, rather than looking back and wishing you were there. Look at all of the growth that has happened, whether it's taken you into a smaller body or not. I'm sure that in that time frame, incredible things have happened in your life, and focus on those, because you can't go back. You can't go back. But what you can do is make peace with where you are, let go of that version of you that you're idealizing, and start looking forward. Start looking forward and thinking about, who is it that I want to become? Who do I desire to be? And how can I align my actions, my intentions, my effort, my behavior, my habits, my routines? How can I align those things with becoming the person that I want to be? And how can I create the self-discipline to show up and do it daily? And how can I make it feel good along the way? Because that's what we deserve, right? Life can be taken from us at any given moment. And I would hate for your last thoughts to be, wow, the past 6 months, the past year of my life, they've sucked. And I've missed out on so much. And I've been miserable. All because I was trying to achieve a smaller body. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. You are not here on earth. Your life does not revolve around you living in a smaller body. It just doesn't. And if that's what thoughts of your life are consumed with, then it's time that you begin to work on your mindset and shift your perspective and really figure out why. Why is that what you're consumed by? Why is that what you're obsessed with? Why isn't it just simply taking care of yourself? Because taking care of yourself will help you get into a smaller body, most likely. Healing your relationship with food will help you get into a smaller body, most likely. But getting into a smaller body doesn't need to be the goal. Let it be a side effect. Okay? You're so much more. You're here for so much more than just achieving weight loss. And I hope that you can look in the mirror today and be proud of who you are and write a letter to your past self and let go of her. Leave her where she is. You don't need to go back there. And it's likely that you're just idealizing that place and you don't actually want to go back there. Let's start looking forward, okay? That's all that we can control. There's nothing that we can do or say to change the past. But our future, that story is ours to write. Okay? So write your narrative in a way that feels good. Create the story that you want for yourself. You're capable of doing that. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you if you're here listening to this when it's released. I've missed you just so much, and I'm so happy to be back on this platform. And I hope that you can make peace with where you are today. Let go of who you think you want to be. Let go of that past version of yourself that you think you want to get back to. Look forward. Okay, you deserve it. I love you guys. I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the inspiration coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, head over to JoinJessicaXO on Instagram for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. I love you so, so much and cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, live today with a grateful heart and remember, you're not only worthy, but incredibly capable of creating the life you desire.